branch dealers, two dealerships, Bostock Birmingham and Bostock mm-hmm. Hoover.
Is there anything else you can tell me about your family? Anything you remember about them? Or?
Well, like I told you earlier, you know, it's kind of spoiled me, you know, uh-huh. by bringing me up. Well, not exactly as fast as I wanted to get brought up, but they brought me up with them, and I wasn't ready for it. And they let me get away with some of the things that normally a kid wouldn't get away with.
Oh, like
what? Well, like bursting windows and said, it's okay, you won't do it again, you know, stuff like that. Brutality, little juvenile things, you know. Those things that normally a kid would get a spanking on, you know, beating or something about, you know, like that. But they would never get on my case about anything that was, well, that I thought that was easy to get away with, so I used to do it. Like, well, I got in a man's car, I was about in the sixth grade, and we drove it all around the street, all around the community. It was a truck, really, and we burned out the clutch on it. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, well, my folks had to pay for a clutch, and I didn't get a whooping for it, and all the kids on the block got a whooping for me.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
Well, I have four brothers, two sisters.
And mm-hmm.
what
are they all doing?
Well, one brother, he works, he's employed at the same place I'm employed, he's a mechanic there. Another brother, he lives in St. Louis, Missouri. He's a fireman. Mm-hmm. And I have another brother, he lives in Detroit, Michigan. He's a teacher up there. And another brother lives here in Birmingham, Alabama. He's a mechanic at a different car dealership.
And your sisters?
Well, one sister, she lives in Birmingham, Alabama. She's a nurse. And my other sister lives in Detroit, Michigan. She's a nurse.
So you're the
youngest? Yeah, I'm the youngest.
Let's see, we want you to draw a floor plan of the house that you've lived in longest. Just the
longest.
Yeah, or
that would be this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and label the rooms the same as you.
The downstairs. Well, I live in a two-story house. We're going to include the basement, it's a three-story house. So what? I can draw from the whole house up.
Just draw that floor and another floor.
Okay. I just draw the upstairs floor and the downstairs
yeah.
floor. Okay.
Okay, you want to say why you're
gone?
Pointing out to
me? Yeah, that's your front door right there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, until you left, it's your living room, the longer half of the front. And to your right, that's just as you passed over an arch doorway, mm-hmm. it's your dining room. And just on the back side of the dining room, where you have something we call a breakfast room, but really it's not a breakfast room. We keep storage like a deep freezer in there, you know, mm-hmm. freezer. And it's an extra table in there in case we have guests, you know, overcrowded kitchen. And you have another doorway going into that room, going into the main kitchen. Where you have an eat-in kitchen in there. We have a table, the refrigerator, and all that. And storeroom. We have a large kitchen. That's type of diagram of the upstairs
okay.
floor. Well, you have, I guess, what you can call a big bedroom upstairs, okay. you know, my folks' bedroom. And you have a restroom that is down upstairs. And that's all of the upstairs right there.
Okay. And downstairs?
Well, you have a row of steps, I think about 14 steps going downstairs. And just as you come down the steps, you turn to your right, your left, there's my kitchen. Well, that's what I call it. Yes, really, a kitchen.